Hello, everyone. It's Eagles 360 on this Friday. Dave Spadaro along with Howard Eskin. How are you doing? Howard, you looking very festive today.
I'm in the holiday spirit.
You are in the holiday. You're always a giver, aren't you? Yes, you are. Anyway, the Eagles getting ready for the Baltimore Ravens. Lots of questions about this football team. We'll talk about some of them today, some key matchups, a little peek inside this Baltimore Ravens-Philadelphia Eagles matchup. The final road trip for the Eagles. Road has not been kind to the Eagles since that win in Chicago, Howard.
Obviously, it's part of the season. But I don't know why there's such a drastic difference, although they haven't played as well at home either. But the road, it's just, and it shouldn't be that. Well, if you're a good team, it's not that tough.
That's what it is.
And the Eagles aren't there yet. And in the end, they are who we thought they were before we had the first three games
of
the season.
True, a young team not able to finish 0-5 and one score games, and now a road trip to Baltimore, the Ravens 7-6 and fighting for their playoff lives. It'll be a very hostile environment in Baltimore on Sunday. And the Eagles go into the game with a lot of question marks. Let's get you caught up on all of that. Who's playing on the offensive line? How about a running back? We've got some answers for you. Alex Smith, our 360 update.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith here with your 360 update. As the Eagles continue to get set for Sunday's game with the Baltimore Ravens, today we heard from head coach Doug Peterson, who offered an injury update, officially declaring running back Darren Sproles and right tackle Halipola Vaati Vaitai out for Sunday's game. So with no Vaitai and with Allen Barber still questionable with a hamstring injury, that could mean that rookie Isaac Seumalo gets to start at right tackle. And if that is the case, Peterson says that he has confidence in the rookie.
In practice, he's smooth, he's athletic, smart, you know, he understands the schemes. Obviously, the live reps, you know, Sunday, we'll find out, but he's done a good job this week. He had played a couple games in college at tackle and played well there. So he's very capable of handling it. It's just going to be just a different position. You're more on an island and more one-on-one blocks. But he's had a great week and ready to go.
So with no Sproles in the lineup, the Eagles will still go with three active running backs, including former undrafted free agent Byron Marshall, who spent most of the year on the Eagles practice squad. Coach Peterson said today that Marshall does have a role in Sunday's game.
You know, he's very capable and understands our offense extremely well. So one of the reasons why, we brought him up, and I brought him up was he's been in our meetings all year. He's listened to the terminology. He's seen the guys in front of him play. So he's had a lot of confidence in him getting some reps in the game.
For a complete injury report heading into Sunday's game, including the status of wide receiver Jordan Matthews and others, stay right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles mobile app.
Howard, no Darren Sproles. Still don't know who's going to play the right tackle position. Major questions for the offense.
Yes, especially when you look at the right tackle, and that's important after we saw what happened the last game, but they're still going to have to try to run the ball, and they don't have enough running backs. They're going to have to find somebody, and Ryan Matthews is going to really have to be a workhorse in this game, because I don't know that you're going to give Barner the ball that much. I don't know that you're going to give Byron Marshall, who has been on the practice squad, I think, all year, right?
Yep.
It's the first time he's come up. So that's really a difficult situation for the Eagles. And if you can't run the ball against this team, it's going to create, against any team, it's going to create some problems. But, you know, who knows? You know, I've seen crazier things. I saw in the Super Bowl, forget the running back's name, the year that they had the strike, and he ended up on the team because of the strike. He was one of those guys that crossed him. Timmy Smith,
yeah,
that's who it was.
Yeah.
Timmy Smith, and he ran for over 200 yards in the Super Bowl. So I'm not comparing this situation to that.
So but you're calling for a 200-yard game by Kenyon Barnes.
Yeah.
Or Byron Marshall.
One of the two, and not right. Yeah.
Against the number one running defense in the NFL. All right, when we come back here, we've got a lot to get to. We're going to talk some key matchups here. But when we return, Connor Barwin is our guest on this week's Crunch Time. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Apple Vacations. Join Philadelphia Eagles players and alumni on Apple Vacations Beach Blitz in Mexico in 2017. Log on to applevacations.com/beachblitz for more details.
Hey Experience the power of physical therapy at NovaCare Rehabilitation. We know the importance of an active lifestyle. If you're currently injured, let us bring that active lifestyle back to you. NovaCare is the exclusive provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles. And with more than 100 convenient locations throughout Philadelphia and South Jersey, go to NovaCare.com today and request an appointment online or call 800-770-6682. The Eagles choose NovaCare, so can you. NovaCare, the power of physical therapy.
With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right with Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Are you feeling all
right, baby? Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo! Marco Polo!
Si.
Marco Polo!
Scusa!
Polo.
Marco. Ma io sono Marco Polo, ma...
Playing Marco Polo with Marco Polo? Surprising.
Ragazzini, io sono Marco Polo. Sì, sono qui.
What's not surprising? How much money Amanda and Keith saved by switching to Geico.
Ah, Polo. Polo.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Polo.
Dave and Howard here. Time now for Crunch Time with Alex Smith and Eagles defensive end Connor Barwin.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and welcome back to another edition of Crunch Time, presented by Lay's Kettle Cooked. Very pleased to be joined today by Eagles defensive end Connor Barwin. Connor, my first question for you. I know you're huge into the indie music scene. What's it like here in Philadelphia? I mean, I know you do a lot of different concerts, things like that. What's the indie music scene like in Philly?
It's great. It's one of the best kind of indie scenes around the country. Obviously, there's a ton of great venues. There's a lot of local artists that... live here, we're born here, but there's also a lot of artists that have moved here and relocated to live in Philadelphia. So it's really a great place to live if you're into the indie rock scene and like seeing live shows.
What are some of your favorite venues here in Philly?
I probably go to Union Transfer the most. Mm-hmm. The Fillmore is a great venue, and then Johnny Brenda's is also a great venue.
Have you seen any shows here at the Link?
No indie rock shows at the Link. But I've seen shows at the Link. I saw Guns N' Roses, which was great, and then I saw T Swift and Beyonce also at the Link.
I saw T Swift as well. It was a pretty neat show. If you had to put together a band using current teammates, I know there's some guys. I know Jason Kelce sings. I know he plays the guitar. If you had to put together a band of current teammates, who makes the band?
Well, of course, Jason Kelce. Bo Allen, I think, has some musical background. I think he played some instruments when he was growing up. And then I would put Rodney McLeod in the band.
Really?
He dresses like he could be in a band. And then Brayman looks like he could be in a band and kind of dresses like he could be in a band.
Brayman looks like he could be security for a band as well, so that might be nice.
Brayman could do a lot of things, yeah.
All right, I have some holiday-themed kind of rapid-fire questions for you.
Okay.
Favorite holiday movie?
Home Alone.
One or two?
Both, I guess.
Fair enough.
Probably one.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No.
I don't think it is either, but I'm having that debate. The best gift anyone has ever given you?
I once got a gift that had... Whoa, this is bad, but it had like a picture of my first sack in college, a picture of me sacking Peyton Manning, and then like a picture of me, I think, sacking Tom Brady. It was just like all set up. It was very cool. I got it like my rookie year, second year. It was very neat.
Very cool. Final question for you. Do you like eggnog?
I do like eggnog, yes.
The debate is settled. Connor Barwin, thank you very much for your time. And thank you all for joining us right here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thank you so much, Alex. You know, Howard, Connor is one of those players that when you step back and assess 2016, going from a 3-4, where he was the stand-up outside linebacker, pass rusher off the edge, to a hand-in-the-dirt defensive end, and he's talked about this, very, very difficult transition for him.
You know, it's too bad. The Eagles really were better equipped for a 4-3 defense. But Connor Barwin was not better equipped for the 4-3 defense. And I love the guy. I love his spirit. I love his involvement in the community. I love who he is as a person. I love the fact that he's honest with you. And, this is not his defense. And that's kind of too bad because I think he's still got some juice and some gas left in the tank. But I don't know if he can be that kind of player and have some impact. And you really have to do it in his position if he's a 4-3 player with his hand in the dirt.
And a question, of course, for next year with Connor Barwin and for many players on this team. But we'll talk about that as we get a little bit closer to the end of the season. When we return to Eagles 360, Howard and I will talk about some of the key matchups for Sunday's Eagles game in Baltimore against the Ravens, a tough matchup all around.
You say crazy, I say crafted. You say savage, I say practiced. Crazy, crafted, savage, practiced. Let's run that whole thing back. You say unbelievable, I say achievable. You say incredible, I say inevitable. Unbelievable, achievable, incredible, inevitable. Let's run that whole thing back. Carbs to compete, electrolytes to replenish.
You here to buy the tickets?
Hey, buddy, you here for the tickets?
Yeah. Dude, what's the password, man?
Oh, Coach Shanahan.
What were you thinking?
We're doing like a CD ticket deal instead of going to NFL Ticket Exchange.
NFL Ticket Exchange. 100% verified, authentic tickets from one fan to the other.
We'll see you at the games, all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Appreciate you.
Remarkable things are happening at your local Acme. We're making changes, and we're getting better every day. Cleaner, friendlier, fresher. Like fresher meat and seafood, and fresher produce and hundreds of organics. To top it off, we're lowering thousands of prices throughout the store. So come on in and see for yourself why Acme is just better. Lower prices, great quality, and friendlier service. Acme, the official supermarket of the Philadelphia Eagles.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Howard Eskin. Time now for some key matchups, Howard. And there are many of them. And on paper, it's really a difficult matchup for the Eagles.
Dave, we don't have enough time to go through all the key matchups. But you're right. There's so many. And that happens when your team just doesn't – they're not yet – they don't yet have enough players. But when you look at offense, and I think the Eagles, obviously you're going to have to shut them down to be able to win this game. And Mike Wallace is a really good – they have two good receivers. Mike Wallace against Leotis McKelvin is not a good matchup. And, I mean, he'll probably go on both sides, and it'll probably be Nolan Carroll. It doesn't matter. But Leotis McKelvin, who got beat last week by DeSean Jackson, that is really, really a difficult matchup. And if Joe Flacco ever needs, let's say, a third and long, which for the most part this year the Eagles have had some trouble with it, I would think that Mike Wallace would be a big target, especially against the Otis McKelvin. And I don't know that McKelvin's going to be able to match up well enough.
Yeah, the Eagles have had trouble with some of those speed receivers. And Steve Smith, certainly, with his grittiness, with his guile, the craftiness with which he plays. Very tough assignment. Eagles are going to have to get in Joe Flacco's grill and disrupt his timing somehow. We've talked about that every single week.
Yeah, so that's a matchup,
more of
too.
A drop-back team here. So maybe it plays into the Eagles' favor just a bit. On the offensive side of the ball, my key matchup, well, who's playing right tackle? That's the big question on this Friday. The Eagles still don't know. If Alan Barber can go, he will be the guy. If not, it's rookie Isaac Seumalo, who hasn't played right tackle since 2013. And all he gets is Terrell Suggs and Elvis Dumervil. Now, Suggs will line up over that right tackle more than Dumervil. Suggs has 8 sacks this year. He's also playing with a partially torn biceps, so that is a factor to consider. But both Dumervil and Suggs, experienced and relentless. And oh boy, if the Eagles start their 5th different right tackle this year, that is really difficult for the confidence of Carson Wentz. He's staring it. He sees that right tackle. Not only imaginary, but just kind of the whole realistic thing, they're going to come over that right tackle
and
spot.
That's why it makes it difficult. That's why you have to be able to have some success in running the football so they just can't unload on Carson Wentz. But any matchup you look at doesn't look positive for the Eagles, but the best team doesn't always win the game, and that's the only thing that you can really look for. One of the other things that I kind of worry about in this game, it's a non-division, it's a non-conference game, and I worry that the Eagles may have left so much on the field last week against Washington. Well, and a game that guys are playing for jobs, and I guess that's what you got to hope for. Yeah. But the matchups really just, you got to be able to run the ball. I don't know how they're going to do that.
Now the Ravens are number one defensively against the run. They are number one in the NFL in takeaways. So if Carson Wentz has to drop back 50 times, that's going to be a recipe for some mistakes made. So those are some key matchups for the Eagles and the Ravens. It's a difficult one for Philadelphia, as we all know, on Sunday. When we return to Eagles 360, we'll go back in our vault, our old school All-22 look at a game, the Eagles and the Ravens, 2012 in Philadelphia, the big leap when we return. This portion of Eagles 360 was presented by Eagles Win, You Win is back at Dunkin' Donuts. DD Perks members score a free medium coffee the day after an Eagles win. Just pay with your Perks Enrolled DD card. The Eagles run on Dunkin'.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank, just make one deposit, withdrawal, transfer, or payment each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right checking from Santander Bank.
All right, fellas, let's go out there and give them heck.
Heck.
Let's go out there and give them the 1-2.
You tell them, Captain.
Go out there and we're going to really give them the business.
By God, let's sock it to them.
Yeah. Fair and square. Hip, hip.
Hooray!
Come on, boys, let's get them away. Holy smokes.
The old game just can't compete, especially when it comes to innovative energy solutions like the ones NRG uses to power the Eagles. Visit picknrg.com today.
Celebrate the holidays with delicious Dunkin' coffee. Stop by Dunkin' Donuts for two K-Cup boxes for $15.99 or 3 pounds of packaged coffee for $19.99. America runs on Dunkin'.
We are back. It's Eagles 360. Dave and Howard here. Time now to look at our old school All-22. It's an Eagles game against the Ravens, 2012. Merrill Reese and Mike Quick talk about it.
Hi, everyone. I'm Merrill Reese, and welcome to Old School All-22, a look at a special moment or game in Eagles history through coaching tape where you see all 22 players. Mike, Eagles and the Ravens this week. Back in 2012, it was the Ravens in Philadelphia, and their young quarterback, Joe Flacco, had a tough, tough day.
He had a tough day, but the Eagles offensively had a very good day against the Ravens, and Brent Celek in particular. He led the team with 8 receptions, 457 yards, and I'm going to show you one of those big plays from that game.
The Eagles had the ball just past midfield in the second quarter and came out in a 12 personnel set. This meant that they had one back, two tight ends, and two wide receivers with quarterback Michael Vick under center. This play is going to go to Brent Celek on a crossing route, and the ball is going to travel right into this window. And I want to show you how they got around to moving that linebacker in the middle of the field. First, you should know that on the outside, you have Jason Avant running a go route down the right sideline, stretching the defense vertically and taking the top off the secondary. But that play starts with a play-action fake to the left, an attempt to pull the linebacker up towards the line of scrimmage. The next part of the play comes in the form of an orbit motion from DeSean Jackson. Watch how that motion in the backfield affects the linebacker on the hash mark, taking him 3 yards off the spot. With the corner distracted by Avant and the linebacker removed from the window by the backfield action, Vic's able to step up and deliver a pass to Brent Celek on the run for a 28-yard gain and a first down. Celek had one of the most productive days of his career against the Ravens, one of the shining moments of his stellar career here in Philadelphia.
Brent Celek will never have the Pro Bowls, the number of Pro Bowls next to his name like some of the Eagles' great tight ends in the past, like right. a Keith Jackson or a Charlie Young. But Brent Celek is one tough football player who brings it every week and always finds a way to make an impact, not only as a receiver, but as an absolutely hellacious blocker.
Well, I have to tell you what I admire most about him is his versatility. You talk about his blocking. He's able to run routes, catch the ball. I don't think he has a real weakness. Yeah, he's starting to age, but Brent Celek has been a quality tight end for a lot of years in the National Football League, and you know, he's been quality. That's the best thing that I can say about him. He's been quality.
And he's become a real fixture in this community, involved in all the causes and knows everybody in town.
Thanks so much, guys. That was Brent Celek in 2012. He remains an Eagle here, not a big part of the passing game, Howard. Your thoughts on tight end, and as you look at Zach Ertz and Trey Burton and the way they've kind of come into this offense and really been productive, very much so, the last 5-6 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, Trey Burton, I'm impressed with what else he did last week, obviously, mm-hmm. with the snap on the field goal. But he's really a tough guy, and he can do so many things. Hey, listen, if they lost another running back last week, he was going to be the running back, too. So there's so many good things about Trey Burton. Zach Ertz, I think he heard the noise. And he was tough. The first pass, I mean, he fought and took three or four guys, players to bring him down. So Zach has regained a little bit of that yards or trying the attempts at yards after the catch and being more of a tough physical guy, not as a blocker, I mean, because obviously he's still in a stage where he's getting better, but he still has to improve a little bit more. But those are two players that you're going to see here for a while, and they're going to need something. And I think in the last two games, he had the most targets, Zach Ertz, Eagles player.
Yeah, he's been really productive. And I did notice a little bit extra edge in Zach Ertz last week. We'll
absolutely.
See if that carries through to Baltimore on Sunday. We've got one segment to go here on Eagles 360. When we return, we'll talk about the week that has been filled with questions, injuries. Who's playing on this football team? Who's out? We'll review it all when we come back to Eagles 360.
Their legend is legendary. They've seen the end zone more often than any other duo in history. They are professional football player watchers. Become a pro fan only with Xfinity X1. Call or click today.
Share the tradition of Eagles football with a young fan in your life. Eagles Kids Club memberships include a welcome kit featuring an Eagles flag, sunglasses, lanyard, bracelet, and more. Members also enjoy access to exclusive kids-only events like the Eagles Halloween Party and Swoop's Birthday Bash, as well as discounts to Junior Pro Day and Junior Cheer Clinics. Kids Club memberships are just $20 each, so sign up today at PhiladelphiaEagles.com/Kids Club.
Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank. Just make one deposit, payment, withdrawal, or transfer each month to waive the monthly fee. And there's no minimum balance. You're all right. With Simply Right Checking from Santander Bank.
Be noisy. Be silent. Be near. Be far. Be joyful. Be together. Celebrate joy with Dunkin's holiday-flavored coffees, espressos, and donuts. America runs on Dunkin'.
Our final segment here on Eagles 360, Dave Spadaro, along with Howard Eskin. Well, the Eagles coming off a tough game against the Washington Redskins, now getting ready for two games in a span of 5 days. What's this week been like? Well, let's show you what this week has been like. Our week in review, presented by Bud Light.
21 seconds to go. Wentz in the shotgun. He's back. Here comes the rush. They hit him. The football's loose. Fighting for the football. Redskins have it. Game is over.
We fought all the way to the end.
We were playing a good game, and it came down to the wire, and they got us.
This one hurt. This one definitely hurt.
Keep preparing. Keep punching.
you know, don't give up. That's one thing we don't do on this team. We don't give up.
We took it right to the basically the last play of the game. It speaks volumes to this team.
Every week I'm feeling more and more comfortable, both physically and mentally.
It's not about how we started, man. It's just really, you know, right now it's about how we finished this season, the last three games.
The Baltimore Ravens are next.
Just their offense as a whole, they're really clicking. They're starting to click. They're starting to find their identity.
The biggest thing moving forward is just all of us finishing games.
We just got to finish strong. I mean, we start the game strong, finish the game strong.
We still have a ton to play for.
We should be able to play with an edge because we have, quite honestly, nothing to lose.
You know, it's going
to
be a physical football game. You know, the most physical team going to win.
Well, that is a look at the week that has been, Howard. Yes. I want to get your final thoughts on this game in just a moment here. I want to get you all caught up with what we've got going on Sunday. Our Exalta kickoff show begins at noon. We've got the halftime report from the NovaCare Complex here at the half. Hopefully the Eagles will get a lead on the road and hold it. And then our postgame show presented by Rico, live coverage of the Eagles and the postgame reaction in Baltimore. At that time, Howard, the Eagles will be feeling how?
Well, I obviously, you know that they've had games where they can do the things they need to do to get pressure on the quarterback. Last week, they played the defensive line, probably the best game since early in the season, where they're physical. They got to the, they caused Kirk Cousins some problems. They caused them to force a turnover for a touchdown. Those are the kind of things that the Eagles really need. They need to be able to run the football, at least a little bit, at least to create some chance that these guys just can't tee off, the Baltimore just can't tee off on Carson Wentz. And he can't, you know, I'm not all caught up on how many throws he had, but if you're going to throw the ball 50 times, there's going to be some mistakes. So, and again, I mentioned it earlier, if they didn't leave a lot on the field last week, I think they have a chance because I don't know that Baltimore is all that good in what they've done.
And they had a very emotional game on Monday night, too, yes, against the New England Patriots. Right. But they are playing for a playoff spot, so I would expect them to be at full intensity. Will the Eagles have that focus, that urgency, that desperation?
Well, you know, when you look at the things that I tend to look at, division game, non-conference, and then division game against the Giants on Thursday night, teams tend to lose a little bit of that focus. They have focus. This is a great game. Mm-hmm. If they, and I don't know if focus is the right word. If they have the emotion, which could be considered focus, if they have at least the emotion that they had in the Washington game, this is going to be a really good game. And if they don't have that emotion, which created all those good things, and even to the point where I thought Carson Wentz was going to have his shining moment, mm-hmm, driving the team down the field, and I don't know that it was really his fault, with the play that ended that series, I honestly thought that the way he moved him down the field, if you get some of those moments, then the Eagles have a chance. I just don't know if they're going to have the emotion that they need in a game for a team that needs the emotion to get.
And it sure would help if the Eagles could get something early, put the Ravens in a bit of a hole.
Yeah.
So, all right, Howard Eskin, Dave Spadaro. This is Eagles 360. We thank you for joining us on this Friday. We'll see you on Sunday, the Eagles' final road game of this 2016 season against the Baltimore Ravens. Thanks, everyone. Have yourselves a great Eagles Day.